You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
All right, praise the Lord. This is Kingdom Sounds. Oh, glory to God. And we thank you for listening in on this Tuesday. We have an awesome guest today. We have a man of God. I love to call him the apostle of business. Praise God. God is raising him up to be a mighty man. Do you know that there was people in the Bible that the Bible says that they were mighty? Amen. And that God raised people up to be mighty. Oh, glory to God. He raised people up to go forward, which means to prosper. Hallelujah. And so I just see that God is prospering this man of God, that God is raising this man of God to go forward. Praise God. And I just believe that he's going to take some people with him. Hallelujah. And what I mean by that is that, you know, I just believe that the same way that the children, that the priests, when they came to the Jordan River, the Bible says that the priests were told to step out into the river. And when they stepped out, the river flowed back and other people were able to gain access or to go into the promised land. And so I believe that we have a priest here who carries the presence of God, who carries the anointing of God, the same way that the priest carried the ark of God into the Jordan River and caused it to flow back. And I just believe he got that flow back anointing on his life. Is that all right, man of God?
That's all right.
That's
praise
all right.
God.
All right, and so yeah, without any further delay, because the last time we did this broadcast, the time just flew by. Yeah, go ahead, man of God.
Again, thank you, Apostle, for allowing me to come. It's a blessing to speak to the people of God. It's my heart. It's always been my passion. I'm always passionate about helping people. And I told God some years ago, if you just show me, I'll show others.
Amen.
No jealousy, you know. If you could do better than me, praise God. If you got more than me, praise God. We all in this together.
And, amen.
You know, I learned years ago, the Lord told me that he that compare himself against one another is unwise.
Yes.
And I don't want to be unwise in that area.
Ooh,
so to be a support, you know, and to help people to establish and become what God has designed them to be. But on the last broadcast, she was talking about the talents, and I want to just get in this and I'll get in something else.
Let's go. Let's do it.
That
let's do this.
The Bible says that and when you look at Matthew 25, it says if the five talent, you got the five to four, the five to two to one. He said, remember this. He said he gave it to them according to their several ability.
Mm.
He gave it to them according to their ability. Now, some people's abilities are greater than others based on their knowledge and based on their experience. So the one that had five made ten, the one that had four, two made four, and the one that had one, you know, the Bible really called him stupid because he didn't do anything. He went and hid it. Hmm. What he should have did, he went to the five and asked how you did that.
Oh, that's good.
See, fear will cause you to fail to ask questions to push you to the next level. See,
wow.
He can't become jealous and insufficient. That don't mean nothing. He should have said, man, I got one talent. What in the world you do? What in the world did you do to get those five talents to become ten? Go to the two talents. Hey, man, how you get four? I got one. I need to progress like you. And I think we're missing this in the body of Christ because we don't hear this message of one enough that will help us of one another.
My God.
That's what the Bible said. And so because he didn't, Jesus came and said, take it from him. Take it from him. He called him a no good, slothful, wasteful servant. Give it to the one that produced five talents. So if you don't use it, you will lose it. Do you hear me? So you better get away from these people that don't understand business and don't understand your anointing, don't understand your passion, and get with somebody that can push you until you give birth to what you got on the inside of you. It's so important that you do that. Not everybody going to understand you. Not everybody going to agree with you. Not everybody going to push you. That's why you have to get around pushers. Get around pushers of dreamers. You know, you can't hang around failures and expect them to push you. They're intimidated by you. You got too much already. And so you got to hang around people that can take you to the next level. So in that passage of scripture, and they don't understand because the Bible says he gave it according to their several abilities. So if you're mad at anybody, you better be mad at God because he gave you according to your ability. So you want your ability to expand, then you have to sow more, you have to give more, you have to learn more, you have to do more, and then you increase your ability, then he will increase your income. Period. Praise be unto God. And that's just how it is.
Ooh, you are teaching better than the choir saying amen. Wow. Wow. Did not go and ask anybody. Oh, glory to God. You know, I was just sharing with somebody the other day, that the children of Israel were busy asking each other about the manna, saying, what is it? Because I believe, as a matter of fact, I believe manna means what is it? But I never did recall reading them asking God, what is it? They were too busy asking each other, you know, what is it? You know, praise God. And so go ahead, man. God, this is good.
Wow. Well, let's go to Deuteronomy.
Okay, all right.
That's part of my pet peeve. Praise God. I love everybody. Praise God. But at the same, you got to know the truth to set you free. Amen. Wait. Amen. This is important. Some of you are holding your visions back. Some of you are holding your churches back because you won't step into your marketplace anointing. And God sent you there. There's something called the minister of the giver, the ministry of giving. And you might be, God got a business on the inside of you because that's part of your lane. You're there. You just there at the church just to give. You ain't going to pray. That's not, you know, I mean, you're going to pray, but not, you know, that you're not going to be on the usher board or in a board. Your assignment is, okay, I'm just waiting for the pastor, what you need, pastor. I'm waiting to hear God. Just, okay, we need to build, we got to do a building fund, we got to put a new roof on. I need $10,000. Pastor, I got five of that. I went to church to match me. Why are we not seeing this in the church?
Right.
Why are we seeing this in the world more than we seeing this in the church?
Right.
It should be in the church first. We're supposed to be trained in the world, not the world trained in the church.
Oh, man, that's good.
That's how it's supposed to be. Everything starts with God. And so we have to learn that we have to be more marketplace minded so we can be in position to push to pastor vision. That's what it's all about.
Oh, this is good because you know what? We don't want to do business, but we want to sit around and wait on something to drop in our hands. But I'm going to leave that alone, though.
Well, we just gave it. He said he gave you power to get wealth. God would give you the skill, the knowledge, the wisdom, everything you need to carry out what you got to do. And so this is very important for the body of Christ to understand this. In Genesis, I'm going to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Very familiar scripture with everybody. And I'm going to back over to Deuteronomy in just a few minutes. But okay. let's do this, and Deuteronomy, because I like going back to the beginning. Let's see what the beginning is.
Okay.
And Genesis 1:20, and God, I'm going to read out them, the King James. So God blessed them. And notice what God blessed them being the couple. Mm-hmm. And God said unto them, be fruitful. Okay, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion. And so he's giving them a charge of what they need to do. But I want to read over here in the Amplified. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it. Now, here's what I want to, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man.
Oh, wow.
Resources is finances.
Wow. Wow.
Here in the Bible. Yeah, yeah. In the service of God, we're not just going to help God, but we're going to help man. Yeah,
that's good. That's
See, the
good.
Bible said how God anointed Jesus now who went about doing good and healing those. He did good too.
Wow.
What was the good? Somebody need food. Somebody need this. So he did good and he was healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. We focused so much on him healing, you forgot to see he did good. What was the good? Do you need food? Do you need your rent paid? Do you need this? That was part of the good.
You know, man of God, it's amazing that you're saying that because, you know, it just shows that, you know, when you look even in chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, God was mindful of economy. He was mindful, you know, because he even told Adam, he even let us know that, guess what, you know, beside the river, I believe Havilah where there's gold.
Oh, yeah.
The land, you know, he begins to call out bdellium and the onyx stone, all these different type of stones.
Right.
And stuff like this. Well, why would he just, why is he talking about those things? Why is he, you know, making mention of those things? He didn't have to make mention of those things. He made mention of those things for a reason.
And they're materialistic.
Yep.
They are materialistic. So I guess God is materialistic. Praise God. Now I want a couple that Genesis 1
Genesis
and 28, and I want to couple that with the Second Corinthians chapter 9 verse 10.
Okay.
I'm gonna couple those two together, and you're gonna see why this is so important.
Okay.
Because over here he said use the vast resources in the service of God and man. So, we know God's given resources so we can help God. What's God? God's church, God's ministers,
right.
God's programs.
Right.
So, all those, man, their rent need to be paid. They need food in their house, things of that sort. So, it enables us to do more ministry in that aspect.
Right.
But look at this in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now, he that ministers seed, he is God. Now God that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us the things given to God. Now, and the Amplified, it says, and God, I like it because now it says God,
right.
who provides seed
yes.
for the sower and bread for the eating, will also provide, multiply your resources. There's that word again.
Yep.
Multiply your resources, watch this, for sowing. So we open a business, God multiplies our resources for sowing.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
So that means my tithe's going to go up in my church. That means my giving gonna go up in my church. That means my pastor will be able to do what he needed to do for his vision, because God sent me there as a minister of sowing to the ministry that I'm connected to.
Man, God, you know, I was just sitting here and I say, sometimes we always like to use this verse of scripture, you reap what you sow, and we like to use it concerning karma or concerning something coming back to somebody that they, you know, sown.
Mm-hmm.
But here we're looking at this here because guess what? You know, God, so many of us have a problem with sowing in the body of Christ. Let me go ahead and say it that way. So many of us, and we think that verse of scripture is just for that, just for karma. And I don't want to go too far into that, but it is so important to sow because guess what? It comes back to you. And I think sometimes, a lot of times, that we don't believe that. In the body of Christ, we're not willing to cast our bread upon the water,
mm-hmm.
and we don't think that it's coming back. How can it come back to me? How can God get it back to me? There have been, and I just believe that, you know, there's a verse of scripture, man of God, that says what about overtake the sower shall overtake the reap, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this: I'm noticing that there are sometimes when God moves me to give. Or to sow, it comes back immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about within minutes. I was in a restaurant. God told me to give the waitress extra money concerning her tip. And when I obeyed God, somebody walked by and picked up my ticket and said they were paying my ticket. Come on. There are some things you don't have to wait a long time for. Go ahead, man of God. This is good. This is so good.
Well, here's the thing. God is always seed-minded.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If you go to the beginning, the Bible said he started everything with a seed. Everything starts with a
That's
seed.
Good.
Everything starts with a seed. Everything. There's nothing.
As long as the earth remains, there will be seed time
and
harvest time.
Amen. So now, if we notice the scripture here, it says God provides seed. Now, watch this. God.
Oh, he gives you the seed. Oh, this is good. He gives you the seed too, so. Wow, this is good. All right.
So
now.
God provides seed.
Yes.
One way God provides seed is he causes you to open a business.
Ooh wee.
Now, good. Since I opened a business, I have seed. Now, when I sow, he multiplied my seed. He multiplied my business.
Oh, this is good.
Why? Because he want me to keep sowing.
Wow.
Now, let's keep reading.
Wow, this is good.
I I love this it, man. Good. Now, in the Amplified, and God provides seed for the sower and bread for the eating. We're providing and multiply your resources. I love it. Resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Now, note, it increases your righteousness when you begin to sow properly, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity.
Ooh-wee.
See, all that comes from business. All that comes from business. So we must understand that the reason why God put us in the business on the marketplace is so we can have goodness, we can do kindness, and charity means we give donations. And he gonna provide. He said, now when you do it, he said, thus you will be enriched in all things and in every way. So that you can be generous, and your generosity, as it is administered by us, will bring forth thanksgiving to God.
You know, I'm blown away. And increase the fruits of your righteousness. You know, sometimes you can be to read a verse of scripture a whole lot this way, and then all of a sudden something just jumps off the page at you. You know, and so because what is it saying here, man of God? Is it saying that it'll show forth your righteousness? It'll, you know, increase the fruits of your righteousness. This is blowing me away. I got to go home and dip into that now. But go ahead. I don't want to throw you off topic yet.
Yeah. It expands everything.
My God.
And see, people don't really. Now let me keep going, because this gets so good. And people just read the Bible, they'll be happy about going into business so they can start doing this. Praise God. Oh my God. Verse 12. And in other words, when you own a business and God says sow this, and God says do this, and then the Bible says it brings forth thanksgiving to God. People begin, thank you, God. Yes. Thank you for sending so and so.
It gives God glory.
Yes.
It causes people to give God glory. You know,
yes.
And man, I was just reading about something recently, and it said, and they glorified God. It actually caused them to open their mouth and bless the Lord. You know, when you bless the Lord, when you open your mouth and you bless the Lord, it does something to the atmosphere.
Yes,
but go ahead, man. I just want to say.
But listen to this. Verse 12, for the service that the ministering of this fund renders does not only fully supply what is likened to the saints of God's people, but it also overflows to many cries of thanksgiving to God.
Wow.
Verse 13, because at your standing of this test of this ministry, they will glorify God for your loyalty and obedience to the gospel of Christ, which you confess, as well as your generous hearted liberality to them and to all the other needed ones.
Mm-mm-mm.
Where is this in the church?
Wow, this is good.
And wow. So you see, the reason why God need more of us. God need more of us like me. When I'm saying me, in business, a bona fide believer, whether you are an apostle, whether you're a prophet, whether you're a pastor, teacher, or evangelist, you can still do business. You can oversee it, get somebody. I mean, there's so many ways you can do it. You don't have to be locked into it. Amen. I have a general manager. I can leave and go. And one of the other things that you asked me, Apostle, why should I be in business? What's the benefits? Nobody can control me.
Wow.
I'm not. You better listen to me. Nobody can control. See, when you own a job, you are totally controlled. Is he your Lord on that job? No, that boss man is your Lord.
That's right.
But when I'm in my own business, see, because I own Lord Have Mercy, he's still Lord of me because he owns Lord Have Mercy.
Yep, that's right.
See, it belongs to him. It don't belong to me. I'm just his foreman. I'm just his minister. And I do what he tell me to do with it. Praise God. So you need to understand that God need you in your church, in that business, in that marketplace, so you can begin to do what God, we just read. Hallelujah. And you can begin to give like you need to give to the church, to those around you. Praise God. I mean, if I'm in a line in front of somebody, and they don't have enough of their food, you don't put it back. No, you put it there. I'm going to pay for it. Did you hear what I just said? If somebody's in the line and they start taking their groceries back because they don't have enough, the Lord says, you're blessing to be a blessing. And I go and I say, whatever it is, just put it back. I'll pay for it.
Man of God.
That's what you have to do.
I want to read this here. I want to read this here because I always tell folks that, and it just came to my spirit when you were talking, because there were women that supported the ministry over in the book of Luke.
Yes, sir.
Supported
yes,
Christ's
sir.
Ministry.
Yes, sir.
And I want to say this here, because when you look in the Bible, Every woman could be figurative or a type or symbolic of the church. Now, you may say, well, there are some bad women in the Bible. Well, there are some bad churches. Oh, glory to God. But the Bible says that after this, Jesus traveled from one city and village to another, and he spread the good news about the about God's kingdom. I don't know what version this is, but I just wanted to pull it up right quick. The 12 apostles were with him also. Some women were with him. They had been cured from evil spirits and various illnesses. These women were Mary and also called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had gone out. Joanna, whose husband Chusa was Herod's administrator. Susanna and many other women. They provided financial support for Jesus and his disciples. I'm going to say that again. They provided financial support. Here's women that are a picture of the church. Come on. Even some of the women that were in high places, oh, glory to God, some of them didn't all have the same background. Come on.
Amen.
I think one of these women, they might have been a little bit on the loose side. Come on. But they had different backgrounds, oh, glory to God. But yet, once they begin to serve the Lord, they took their resources. How was they able to provide financially? Because they had money. But go ahead, man of God. I'm gonna let you talk about this, because it just came up in my spirit. I was like, wow, there were women, and these women were a type of church, a figurative or symbolic of the church, and they supported Jesus.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the other side of the coin, I think that's why ministries have struggled so long, because they have not pushed the marketplace business in the church. And they're trying to, and I'm not against, you know, there's many streams of income, and we've always tried to just do it based on our tithes and offerings. Because we was limited, that's all the knowledge we knew. But now we see it's not just tithes and offerings, but it's people God raising up in your church, becoming millionaires, becoming prominent people that can push your vision to the next level. Well, you won't have to go get a loan for your bank, because you got people that's sufficiently supplied in your church that, hey, pastor, we got that. How much is that? $100,000? We got it. We'll take care of that. And what it does, it takes pressure off your pastor.
Yeah.
It helps him to stay focused on the vision and do what God called him to do. It's another scripture I want to go to. I know our time is gone, but in Deuteronomy 28, verse 8. So I hope we're encouraging you to step into that place of anointing, for the marketplace anointing. And we come against the spirit of fear. We come against any bad words that were spoken over your life.
Amen.
You might have seen somebody that started and didn't work. We come against that. No, you're different. You're a different breed. Everybody's different. Everybody got a different thumbprint. And so you're different. Just because they failed don't mean you fail.
Amen.
Amen. No, you listen to the voice of the Spirit on the inside of you, and you pursue that passion, and watch God bring productivity, which brings you to prosperity. I've been in so much peace this year. Oh, my God. It's been amazing. No stress. I mean, having a life with no stress is possible.
My God.
Listen to me. It's possible. Praise God. And, when people came and helped me, at the restaurant, a lot of people turned against me. A lot of people talked about, I mean, preachers, yeah, people that was connected to me, walked away from me, made fun of me. But you know, it's okay, because they made fun of Jesus. They talked about Jesus. They just, you know, they did all that. But in this verse, you meditate this verse, my brothers and sisters, in the Message Bible. I'm gonna read out the Message Bible. God will order a blessing on your barns and marketplaces.
My God.
He will bless you in the land that God, your God, is giving you. See, he's giving you a business. See, that's your land. He will, watch it. God will order a blessing. Restaurant Possible was an ordered blessing.
My God.
From God in my workplace. And I'm telling you what, now I'm on my working, looking to open my second one. Then after that one, I'm going to open my third one.
Amen.
God told me to open three. Amen. And I'm going to do that, because that's what he told me to do. Amen. If you say go four, I'll go four. But right now I know it's three. So I want to encourage you. Step into that place and know that God is with you. I'm the Lord thy God that will teach you how to profit and lead you in the way you should go. Thank you for listening. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Tell us some information real quick, man of God, about the restaurant.
The restaurant is in Titusville, Florida. Lord have mercy, 3434 South Washington Avenue, Titusville, Florida. We open Wednesday through Sunday. 11 to 9 Wednesday through Saturday, and 11 to 8 on Sunday. We'd love to see you. Come by. Let me know you heard me on the broadcast. We appreciate you. We love you. And Merry Christmas.
Amen. 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 He might give you 10%, 5% off if you let him know that you are hurt. Now, I'm just throwing it out there.
That might be a good suggestion.
That might be a good suggestion. You
I'll do that.
Amen. You go in and you you suggest that, I mean, you tell, hey, let me speak to, Apostle Lord Michael, Lord, and let him know you heard him on the broadcast, and he will, praise God, be a blessing unto you. He'll give you a percentage off. All right. Praise God. We thank God for you listening to Kingdom Sounds. I can't wait to get the man of God back on here next month. We're Victory International Praise. We're located 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. Praise the Lord. Also, I want to, want you to be mindful. You can go online, amen, and, look up Lord Have Mercy Restaurant and check their menu out also. Praise God. They got a variety. I love this. What do you call that? The short rib?
Citrus beef short rib.
Citrus beef short ribs. Man, you might want to be to the table by yourself. You may reach out and touch someone if they get to looking at your plate. I'm telling you, that is some good eating. Oh, praise the Lord. I just wanted to throw that one out there. That's my favorite at the restaurant. But we thank God for you, man of God. Thank God for, oh, glory to God, coming in and gracing us with your time. Oh, glory to God. We thank God for the people that are listening in. We got some business people that have approached me one recently and said, I've been listening to the program with Pastor Lord, and it is a blessing. And so we thank God for you all listening in and you business people listening in. We love you so much. We will see you. We will see you next week. This is the Tuesday broadcast. We'll tune in tomorrow. We're on 99.9, 100.7, and 94.7 from 6 to 6:30 p.m. We want you to tune in. We thank God for you. God bless you. We'll see you later.
All right. That was good timing. God of miracles, signs and wonders, we believe in your power. We believe in your power.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIP Ministries at att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
Christians have so many wonderful resources that can help us celebrate Christ's birth and prepare our hearts for his second coming. One of the best? Sacred music. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. The abundant supply of truly majestic Christmas music points to what might be called a long line of theological artists, individuals who took seriously both what truth needed to be said in music and how it could be said so as to be both memorable and beautiful. And perhaps the greatest offering of all is Bach's Christmas Oratorio. For much of his life, Bach was in charge of music at St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Leipzig, Germany. However, his many other responsibilities, like raising 20 children, might explain why he at times indulged in a few shortcuts. For example, Bach often recycled old material and used them in new musical pieces. Now, of course, true creativity does not always require that an artist work from scratch. We are made in the image of God. He created ex nihilo out of nothing. But our human creativity always, to some degree, will involve cultivating what God has given us and developing it.